Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
It's like you say you want better and then God is like, all right, prove it. Prove it. I'm going to send you the same situation and I want you to react to it differently. This episode is sponsored by yours truly, because on this podcast, we talk about becoming the best version of yourself. However, I cannot tell you what that looks like for you. You need to do that for yourself. And if you don't, you will let society and social media tell you what you should be working towards just to get there and then realize it's not what you actually want. So I have created journals to actually help you do this. The reason why I know what the best version of myself look like is because I actually took the time to define things like what my ideal relationships will look like, my friendships, what my version of luxury is like, what my dream lifestyle is like, what my dream career is like, what I think my purpose is, like a bunch of different things. And I have created 3 different journals to help you do the exact same thing. So if you're interested in any one of the journals, then go to secludedthoughts.com/journals. Now let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I am your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Today's episode is going to be triggering. Yeah, I know. Back to back. And I feel the need to call myself out a little bit because I have said a phrase on prior episodes so many times, but it has recently taken a new meaning for me. Or I guess I'm understanding it in a different light because I have been experiencing certain things that I'm going to talk about in today's episode. But this thing that I realized literally had me shocked, disgusted, annoyed, and just appalled, to be honest. Just appalled. And the thing is, the phrase that I have said over and over is, life will keep sending the same situations at you until you learn your lesson, right? Now, I don't know how self-explanatory that is, but the main idea around it is basically if you don't make any changes in your life or whatever, then you will keep getting more of the same. But I have come to understand this in a different way in the past couple of weeks, and I honestly just can't. And what I'm talking about, the discovery that I made, is that I've realized that when you pray to God to give you something, or like to teach you something, to give you a specific quality, you don't just wake up with it. You actually get situations that will test that quality in you, and you have to learn how to develop it in the battlefield, basically. And I don't appreciate that, because you could imagine my surprise when I asked God to make me patient but then I didn't wake up with it the next day. I didn't appreciate that. I didn't appreciate that. And the reason how I realized all of this is because I noticed that the past couple of days that week, I was very like short with people, not like one-on-one or face-to-face. It's just like I noticed my road rage. Okay, let me take a step back. Not my road rage. What I meant to say was I noticed that people in Atlanta started driving a little more crazier than usual, right? That's what I meant to say. I just felt like I kept being in stressful situations where I was really being tested. And then all of a sudden, it just hit me. It was like, I was the one who asked to be patient. And now I'm being presented left and right with all of these different kinds of situations where I have to practice patience. And I have not been doing that, right? I've been doing other things, but I have not been practicing patience, right? We won't get into what I was doing, but I don't appreciate this. I don't appreciate this. Because the thing is, I don't consider myself an impatient person per se, but certain things just really irritate me. Let me put it that way. I'm not necessarily impatient, but I just don't necessarily have a high tolerance for stupidity. Let me put it that way. Okay, let's go with that. For example, right? When I'm driving, and that was the main thing that made me realize this, because usually people in Atlanta can't drive, right? Like usually it's terrible, but then that week it was just more terrible than usual. You know, like people getting on the highway and they're driving like 30 miles per hour in front of me. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, how does this make sense? Why did you get on the highway? You could have stayed on the street, right? Or just people doing really stupid things, like more stupid than usual. And I was literally like, I literally found myself like almost screaming. I literally found myself like almost screaming in my car. Not screaming, but like literally shouting, not at people directly, but like just being like, are you serious right now? Right? With like a little bit more profanity. But anyway, I was literally like, my patience was non-existent that week when it came to people driving. And then I just had like other instances and different scenarios in my life where my patience was being tested. And I was like, are you serious right now? Like, I really have to struggle. I was like, I really have to struggle to gain some patience. And like, that's what I realized. I realized that when you pray for certain qualities, or you ask for certain qualities, or you affirm that you have certain qualities because you want to develop said qualities, you don't just wake up with it. Am I the only one disgusted by that? Like, is there another way? Is there another way than to have people test my patience every single day? Is there another way? Now, I will say that I believe that I have been getting more patient because I realized that I could let people take me out of character, or I could just be calm. Because at the end of the day, none of this is like really affecting me personally. It's really not that serious when I think about it. So let me just try to be patient. Let me just try not to want to run people off the road. I was like, let me just try. And then all of a sudden, I just got very mellow. I have actually improved. And in that process, I realized that most things really are not as serious as I made them out to be, based on how strongly I would overreact. But that's just a long-winded story to drive home the point of this episode, which is, when you pray for things, when you ask for things, certain qualities, certain traits, you are not going to wake up with it overnight, right? It's not just going to come to you at the snap of a finger. You actually are going to, unfortunately, be presented in many situations that will test your life. But it's meant to give you an opportunity to respond with the quality that you are affirming, with the quality that you want, right? I told myself that I had healthy communication and I got better with my communication and I was affirming that I'm a great communicator. And then I was presented in situations where normally I would ghost people and I had to learn how to communicate, right? I'm just calling myself out. I'm just being honest with y'all, right? And you can say you have healthy boundaries, but what happens when you meet somebody who's testing those boundaries and you have to enforce it? Do you enforce it or do you let it slide? If you let it slide, the opportunity is going to keep presenting itself if that's what you want. If you actually want to maintain those healthy boundaries, the opportunity is going to keep presenting itself until you actually maintain that boundary. That is what I came on here to tell y'all. And I got the inspiration for this episode after talking to one of my friends from college who called me some time ago because she was in a situation where, had that situation happened when we were in college, she would have reacted one way, which may not have been the best way. But she has grown so much over the years, made so much progress, and made all of these affirmations about how she's patient, you know, and all of that. And then and then life sent her a situation for her to prove it. And she literally almost regressed back to the old version of her that I haven't seen since we were roommates in college. That is what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I learned. That's what we have realized. And she also has a podcast called Let It Resonate. And she actually talks about this very same thing in one of her latest episodes. So I will link it in the description so y'all can go listen. But that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, you, when you pray for better, when you affirm for better, when you believe for better, you are going to get more of the exact same. And you are going to have to learn how to develop those qualities that you are believing for. And that is how you get it. You don't just wake up with it. You have to go through more of the same until you learn how to respond to it in a different way and develop that trait or that quality, that characteristic that you want. Let me give y'all some practical examples. I talked about me. Let me get in y'all business. Have you ever been in a situation where, let's say you were dating one person and then for whatever reasons, things didn't work out. Let's say they didn't respect your boundaries or whatever, or you didn't enforce your boundaries or blah, blah, blah. They didn't do A, B, and C that you wanted them to do, right? So that relationship, friendship, situationship, whatever has ended. And then you meet somebody else and they're pretty much the same person. It's like the same person with some slight differences, but it's pretty much the same person, right? And your friends and people close to you might be able to recognize it better than you. But sometimes even you recognize it too, but you may not necessarily do anything about it then and there. You just might be like, huh, there's a similarity. Let me tell you why there's a similarity. Because you ended that last relationship because you wanted better. Now, God is going to test you. It's like you say you want better and then God is like, all right, prove it. Prove it. I'm going to send you the same situation and I want you to react to it differently. Okay, so this person didn't respect your boundaries. Okay, they didn't respect it, but you also still entertain them knowing that they didn't respect your boundaries, right? You also allowed that. So now you want to have healthy boundaries. You want to enforce your boundaries. You want to be respected, treated like a queen, this, that, and the third, and all of that. Okay, so now let me send you a test, and I want you to enforce those boundaries. You say you wanted somebody who treated you like a queen. Okay, let me send you a test for somebody that was kind of similar to what you just had, just to make sure that you are sure about what you are asking me for. Let me send you a test. Like, that's literally how life works. You say you want something, and then you'll get a test. You'll get a test to see if you really want it or if you would just revert back to your old ways and then keep getting the same thing. But all in all, it's like, it may not come immediately afterwards. It may come a while down the line. Sometimes the reason you don't respond to something in the same old ways that you had is because maybe you've been taken away from the trigger for a while. Maybe you've been distracted. But the real test of your growth comes into play when you are now reintroduced to what used to trigger you before. So maybe back then when somebody would say something about you, you would respond to it, you would entertain it, and then it would be some drama. But now you go over here and you grow, you're a different person, you're refined, you're this, you're that. Okay, but what happens now, months later, after all of your growth, when you are presented with the same triggers? What happens now when somebody starts talking about you? That is the real test of your growth. Are you going to respond in the same old way and entertain the drama? Or are you going to take the high road and be mature and just say, you know what, your opinion of me doesn't matter? That is the real test. That is the real test. You are going to be presented with more of the same things, maybe immediately, maybe not anytime soon. But that is going to test whether or not you really want something, whether or not you really want the quality that you say you want, whether or not you're serious about your growth. You have to learn how to respond to things differently, not react, respond to things differently and appropriately based on the type of person that you would like to become. So now I'm dropping the ball in your court because I want you to really think about what cycles have been repeating itself in your life, or what patterns have you noticed keep reoccurring in your life. You know, like, if somebody doesn't treat you right, then it is an opportunity for you to learn how to enforce your boundaries. Don't just ignore it or let it slide and then blame everything on the other person. You control who gets access to you. You control who you give your time to. If you choose to give your time to people who take it for granted, you can't just keep throwing all of the blame on other people. If you want to attract people in your life that care about you, people who respect you, people who will help you, people who will encourage you and support you, when life sends you people who show red flags of not doing that, which it will, you have to learn how to enforce those boundaries. You have to learn how to say, you know what, I don't like the fact that you don't support me, so you can't be my friend, you can't be in my life. And once you start saying that, once you start enforcing that boundary, now you create a barrier that only people who want to support you can pass, and so only these people can be in your life. That's how you get your affirmations when it comes to like these qualities and things. You are going to get similar situations that you've been through most times, and it's usually an opportunity for you to start practicing those traits. It's an opportunity for you to develop the things that you are praying for. It's an opportunity for growth. Stop letting life have to teach you the same thing over and over and over. Because if we go back to my example with the patients and the idiots, I'm sorry, the people who, you know, drive in Atlanta, I would literally allow myself to get stressed out every single time I have to go somewhere. Is that even worth it? You know, like most of the stuff, and I realized that through reflection, most of the stuff that I was being impatient about, it didn't even matter. Like if I heard my neighbor playing loud music, like I heard my neighbor playing loud music earlier, like it stopped now, but I heard it and I was irritated because I was like, I have to record. Now I could sit here and be irritated, or I can, you know, practice patience and just ignore it because it's not even going to come up on the mic because I invested in a good mic that only picks up my voice. You see what I mean? Like, there's already a solution to my problem, but I'm sitting here, like, dwelling and stressing myself out for no reason. So if patience is your thing, like, if you're anything like me, it's like you realize that most of the stuff that you lose your patience over, most of the stuff that you fuss over, is not even that serious. It's really not that serious. And when you recognize that these opportunities that test your patience are really an opportunity for growth, you start reacting to it differently, right? When you realize that the reason some people who may not deserve your time keep passing your way, when you realize that these are actually opportunities for you to enforce your boundaries and get good at enforcing your boundaries, get good at practicing self-love, you react to it differently. You don't get stressed out and blame other people and be like, why are they only trash men? Or why don't I have good friends? Or why this, why that? Like, it's an opportunity for growth. It's literally meant to help you set and enforce boundaries. It's meant to help you develop new qualities, develop new skills that you want. Start to look at it that way. Stop just focusing on a problem or thinking that there's always something wrong. If you look at these things as an opportunity for growth, you will completely change the way you deal with it, and you'll stop learning to take these things so personal, especially when it's somebody doing something that's considered offensive to you. Like, if people come into your life and they don't treat you right or they don't respect your boundaries, instead of looking at it as offensive or thinking that you don't deserve any better, look at it as an opportunity for growth, as an opportunity to speak up for yourself, to stand up for yourself, to enforce some boundaries, to develop patience, to learn how to be peaceful, to learn how to be respectful, whatever quality it is, right? Because trust me, when you pray for these things, you are going to be tested. You are going to be tested. So I need you to look at it as opportunities for growth. I want you to really look at your life, and I want you to focus on what cycles or patterns keep repeating itself. What is life trying to teach you? What keeps reoccurring? What area of your life do you keep seeing more of the same? I promise you that is an opportunity for growth. It's not that you deserve negativity. It's not that you don't deserve better. It's that you have to learn the lesson there so you can start getting better in your life. You have to learn how to look at it differently. Find the opportunity for growth. That is all I wanted to say on this episode. I want it to be more of something that gets you to think versus me just speaking. So that is literally your homework. I want you to pay attention to different aspects of your life where you keep seeing patterns, and I want you to recognize the opportunity for growth. So life can stop hitting you upside the head with the same thing over and over. Okay? I have one more thing to say. I just want to say that I know that some of you, right? Some of y'all watch my videos on YouTube and y'all are not subscribed. I know because I can tell in the analytics. It tells me what percentage of people who watch my videos are subscribed. I'm going to need you to subscribe right now. I need you to subscribe, and I need you to like this video. Leave a comment if you can relate to anything, but I'm going to need you to subscribe. And for the people listening to the audio, yes, you, I'm talking to you. I have 7 ratings on Apple Podcasts and 1 written review. And I can see how many of y'all listen to my episodes. I'm going to need you to go and rate 5 stars, right? If you listen on Apple or Spotify, because they have ratings now too, I'm going to need you to leave a 5-star rating. And I would also appreciate it if you could leave a written review as well. Would be greatly appreciated. My birthday is coming up. Consider it an early birthday gift to me. And also, if you receive any value at all, if you like the show, if you like anything I have to say, I know I trigger y'all sometimes. I know it's a bit triggering. Okay, I'm really just dragging myself. Like, literally, when I make episodes, it's literally me dragging, like, an older version of myself who didn't know something. I'm really just talking to that person, and apparently we all seem to live the same life, so y'all can relate. But yeah, that's just my disclaimer. But yeah, so if you find anything I say useful, if you like the show, if you find any value in it at all, I would appreciate if you would subscribe and like the video on YouTube and or leave a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify, and then also write a review. That is officially all I have to say. I will talk to you next week.